Community Business Development Partners.
From the Director of Community Business Development Partners, submitting monthly informational reports providing an update on departmental waivers. This item also gets considered by the Committee on Economic and Community Development and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Norris.
Good morning. Still good morning, Mr. Chair and supervisors. I'm going to speak to the waiver report, focusing on three components associated with this report. The first is going to be the face value. The second one is going, what is the report really telling us? And then the third one, in the pleasure of the supervisor, a suggested new format. The first one, from the 50,000-foot elevation, this report, we're almost over, almost 43% waiver. But that doesn't tell the full story. It's analysis to our article I saw on the Internet the other day that said Nigeria is now the number one economy in Africa. But when you drill down further, 70% of the citizens there are in poverty. And so this report is saying that this report is very bad. However, when in my investigations, I looked at some of the line items here and asked some questions to start revealing some things. And some of those things that are, I want to speak to is how reporting is done, what departments view as needing to report, like waivers, nonprofits, or grants and things of that nature. So I'm just going to focus on the first two items here on the top of the list. The first one involves an agreement with the Zoological Society, and basically this $2.1 million is revenue reported to Milwaukee County for parking. The Zoological Society's members, they charge in a membership. A portion of that is for parking. And so when their members come to the zoo, they basically have their parking taken care of. And so this $2.1 million represents that revenue given to the county. But what it does is skews the numbers in the waiver report. And then also in my investigation, if I look at the Legal Aid Society, one of the comments I keep hearing as I investigate were non-for-profit. And so it gives me an indication that past practice or whatever has gone on in the past, it seems to be an automatic default that, hey, we're a non-profit or some other thing that really needs to be discussed from a policy point of view. And so therefore, when you look at the first top two items, it really skews the numbers. And therefore, when you pull those out and redo the calculation, the actual waiver is about 3.7% versus the 43%. So, again, as we drill down and do further investigation, the real number is much, much, much lower than the 43%. And so what I would like to do in the third component that I mentioned is to come back next month with a suggested format. And basically what I would like to suggest is that we can still show some of these items, but pull them off to another column and then only focus on those items that really qualify for a waiver. So you have all the information that you need to see, but also gives you a better indication of what the waivers really are.
Any questions? All right. So just informational. Item number 40.